your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
Yeah, once a week we're joined by Linda Halligan in studio counting down the top five something. Jason's not here this morning, Linda, so you've just gotten me to not understand your references.
Jason is such a slacker.
I know.
You know?
He is. And he's Jewish, which I think is why he's not here today.
Well, happy Yom Kippur to him and everybody else listening.
Right.
So you're not going to understand anything I'm talking about. I beg to differ. You will understand all of this.
Okay, I'm thrilled. What are we counting down this morning?
Well, first I need to ask you, what is success to you, Tyler?
Wow, what a deep question.
Yes, we're going to get right into it.
What is success?
To you.
Probably having a healthy balance of family and career to which you can feel satisfied in both.
Exactly.
How's that? Is that a good answer?
That's exactly right. I agree with you. I feel like success is not only measured by what you do, what your career is. It should be measured with your family life and your health, whether it be physical or mental health and all that other stuff. So,
yeah.
And if you have good friendships and all that, I think that is success.
Okay.
For a successful person. The reason I bring this up is because one of the movies opening this Friday is The Intern. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have seen the trailer.
What do you think?
I don't know yet. What do you think? You think it's going to be funny?
I'm a chick.
You see everything.
I do see everything. That's true.
Yeah.
But it's Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. It's
right.
Comedy.
And his career has really just changed in so many different
ways. Very true. He is not Raging Bull anymore. But, you know, he's a 70-year-old retiree. He thought it was going to be great. He's bored. So he goes and he becomes an intern at this company. And then he has this great relationship. Not a dating relationship, but just sort of, I think, a father-daughter kind of relationship with Anne Hathaway. I think it looks good. But, so I started thinking, okay, you're going to be an intern. You want to then get a job and become successful. So what we're doing today, we're counting on the top five qualities to be successful.
Okay.
To help you become successful.
And again, are these your personal opinion qualities?
I did a search.
You did a search.
And so a lot of these came from Forbes, but I didn't just take theirs.
Okay.
You know, I went through and I chose the ones that I think are important and put it in my own order.
Because what I like about Linda's list is it's always the opinion of one woman. But but you put it together in an intelligent way, obviously.
Well, so thank you. Thank
let's
you.
See what you
we'll
got.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
No, this I hope this is intelligent. Okay, number five. This is a good one. Use positive body language.
Huh.
Right? If you're in an interview or something, you can't sit there with your arms crossed. And you have to walk in there with confidence. Even if you are scared out of your mind and so nervous, you have to walk in there with great posture and go, I got this.
Yeah.
You know?
What if you're the employer? Is it cool to lean back during the interview and like and chill?
I mean, at that point, you have all the power, so you can do whatever the heck you want to do.
Because I thought about this yesterday because we interviewed a couple interns.
Okay.
And we were in there in the private room. And I leaned way back, like I was, because I was. It was late in the day, and
you're
I was
like,
kinda
"I own this."
But then the kid leaned back as well, and I was like, "That's not what I was trying to say there."
No,
you know, I really thought about it.
Yeah, don't follow the person who's interviewing you.
Yeah,
that person who was interviewing should have been, you know, pushing in towards you, leaning in towards you.
I noticed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
it's a good
people,
one.
Listen to that. Also, firm handshake, a smile, you know, open shoulders, and just be friendly.
Yeah.
You know, be positive in the things you say.
Okay.
If you're talking about a former job, why did you leave? Just put a positive spin on it, even if your boss was a you know what.
Right. But maybe not fake, right? You gotta tread that line lightly.
Right. But you can always put a positive spin on it.
Okay.
You know, and say, but I really learned something here and I want to take that knowledge and bring it into another company and apply it. Blah,
this
blah,
is
blah.
Great right now because we're interviewing interns as we speak for the new semester. So
great. Something else really important, good eye contact. Don't have a wandering eye. Don't be looking at the paintings behind you. Just really stay looking in their eyes and focused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Is that
and
number
also,
four?
That's number five.
Oh.
But how you say something sometimes is a lot more important than what you actually say.
Mm.
Okay. So that all of that is number five.
Okay.
Moving on to number four.
Okay.
Leave a strong first impression.
All right.
How important is that?
Probably everything.
Yeah.
To me, it's everything. I admit that I judge people very quickly.
Well, you know? I will tell you, in my research, Tyler, most people already decide whether or not they like that person in 7 seconds.
Totally.
And that goes the same with dating, too. I mean, honestly, if you're out there dating, I think in 7 seconds you can be like, nah, not interested,
well,
not going to happen.
Well, think about Tinder and all the new ways that we date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at somebody for way less than that, 2 seconds, and you decide yes or no on I want to go on a date with them.
Right, exactly.
That's instant gratification. It's unbelievable.
Yep, but you have to make them like you right away. Now, here's something to think about. A lot of times I'll like someone right away and get a good first impression, and then you get to know them better, and you're like, it's kind of an ugly person, you know what I mean, on the inside. On the flip side, sometimes you may not get get a great first impression from someone, but then you work with them or however you have to spend time with them. And then months later or weeks later, you go, this person is fantastic. I didn't get it right away. But that's the thing. If you don't make that great first impression, you may not get that chance a few weeks or a few months down the line to say, hey, I am cool. And, you know, and give the chance to those people to actually think you're amazing. You know, so you got to do it right away.
You know who made a bad first impression on me?
Me?
Jason Fetty.
Jason Fetty?
Just the
worst.
You're
like, get out of my office.
I remember we had a meeting with all the volunteers. Like 3 years ago, we started the station.
Uh-huh.
And he was making all these jokes and interrupting me and like just making light of everything and not taking anything seriously.
Right.
And my dad was there, who's the president of our board. And he came out and he said, you know, I think that British guy is going to be a problem. And I was like, don't worry, Dad. I'll reel him in. And here we are today. So that's a good example.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, number three, be deliberate. Successful people, they think things out before making a decision. They don't make any rash decisions. They may sleep on it, ask advice of others, and just really, really think it through. Because sometimes going with your gut in business is not the best way to go.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But you're a poker player.
Yeah.
I mean, do you go with your gut sometimes when you're playing cards?
Yeah, I'm a pretty decisive person.
Okay.
I play blackjack too.
Yep.
So you have to make split-second decisions. So yes, I usually trust whatever I first think.
Right.
Yeah.
And I come from a long background of news where you don't have time.
Right.
There's breaking news. You got to go with it that second.
Right.
So even though this is recommended, sometimes no matter what you do, you know, you just can't. Yeah, you don't have that time to think.
You can't question yourself really, right?
Right.
You just gotta, if it feels right, do it.
Yeah. If someone calls you and they say, I need a decision now, right now. You can't be like, you know, I'll call you tomorrow.
Does it bug you when people don't know what to order at a restaurant and they like take like forever?
Yeah.
I hate it.
I usually order the same things. So I'll order a side of ranch pretty much no matter where I am. No, not at nice restaurants.
I always want to eat immediately. So if the waiter's ready for me to order and someone in my party's not ready, not thrilled about that.
Yeah. I'm looking at the menu going, you might like the chicken.
Yeah.
Yes, you might. Okay, number two.
All right.
Be knowledgeable. You got to know things.
Yeah, I would
say so. Be smart.
That's good.
Right. And these are things that are not necessarily in your field. They could be random things. Because if you work in the financial industry and you only can talk about money and numbers, what happens when people start talking about something else? You're like, I don't know, but 7 times 5 is, you know.
Be well-rounded.
Be well-rounded.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, do you think it's better to know a little about a lot or a lot about a little?
I'm the former.
Okay.
I know a little bit about everything.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to be biased and say that's better.
What about knowing a lot about a lot?
Well, that's pretty impressive.
You like that one?
That's pretty impressive.
You have to know enough to have an intelligent conversation. Because when you meet people, and if you're at a dinner party or something, or a meeting or whatever it is, what if you're sitting next to someone on a plane and this person owns a major company and you happen to be looking for a job or you're looking to make
a
change?
You can speak just a little bit intelligently about that and let them kind of lead the conversation.
Right.
Happens all the time.
Yep. You have to be interesting. Whether it is a job interview, out in the community, whatever it is, you have to read, research, and you just have to want to do it. You're not doing it because you know you have to and because I'm recommending it here. It's something that you want to do. So if someone mentions something, this is what I do. Someone mentions something, I'm like, you know, I don't know a whole lot about that, but I'm interested in it. I'm intrigued. I go home or, you know, pull up my phone and get the answer if we have a question, get to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
So
again, counting down the top 5 things to be successful this morning. Are we at number one?
We are at number one.
Okay.
And before I get to number one, I will tell you, I think I used to have a better grasp on all these things. You know, I was always thinking about all these things and this
Until
is what
one.
You do to be successful. Well, then things happen in your life.
Yeah.
And then you sort of lose track of some of it. But it's time to get it back, people.
Okay.
Get it back.
Yeah.
Get on track.
Inspiring words.
Thank you.
Yeah, motivated.
I feel kind of like Tony Robbins, you know, the motivational speaker.
Like a motivational speaker.
You can do it. Okay, that's more of the water boy. You can do it. Okay.
You're going off the rails, Linda.
The water boy.
No, I know. I got it. Okay. I was just saying, you're going on a big tangent.
All right, number one, people. I don't know if Tyler and I do this at all, but be composed. We could try to be composed.
We could try.
It probably wouldn't work. You know who is never composed?
Jason Fetty.
Yep. Gosh, 100%.
I knew you were going to say that.
Good job.
We're talking a lot about him since he's not here.
That's what happens when you don't come to work.
I know.
It's not like he called in sick and he's out.
Is that number zero? Come to work. Be successful.
Number zero. Just stay home. Okay. Be composed. No matter what happens, you have to act with self-control. If someone pisses you off and you're like, I want to strangle you, you have to be like, okay.
Yeah.
We got this. No problem. No matter how angry, sad, emotional, no matter what's going on at home, you have to bring it in. And when you get to work, act like everything's cool and you can handle no matter what comes your way. I totally believe this. Never let them see you sweat. You hear that? But I really do believe that. Even if inside you are freaking out and you're like, oh my God, everything's going to fall apart, never let them see you sweat.
I've lost my composure, but only via email. You know, it makes it so much easier to get mad.
But it also makes it easier for people to look back on it and it never goes away.
Terrible, it's a terrible idea. I'm not condoning it.
I'm just saying
that email has caused us and text messages have caused us to be angrier.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go face to face, it's like, oh, hey, man, it's fine. It was fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at the emails. I can be nasty in the emails or, you know, in the letters before email was big. Because I feel like I can put it all together and reread it. That's exactly what I want to say. But then they have that. They can print it out. They can put it on the wall.
You don't want to do that.
It's going to come back and
bite
you.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Well, well done, Linda. Top five things to be successful this morning on Top 5 on KX93.5. Any movie releases to know this weekend?
That was the only one I was going to talk about. There are some others, but The Intern, I think, looks like the best one.
All right. Great. Thank you as always.
You're welcome. Go out there and seize the world, people. Be successful.
Linda Halligan TV on Facebook if you want some more motivational words. Jason Fetty will be back next week. Well, he'll be back tomorrow, but he'll be back in next week when Linda's again here with another countdown.
No, I can't be here next week, remember?
Linda won't be here.
Sorry.